All across the country, ski resorts are dealing with a lack of snow. Earlier this week, I discussed that circumstance with the Weather Channel's Paul Walsh, and I asked him how far below normal snowfall totals across the U.S. had been this winter.
It's been amazingly below normal. As we stand right now on February 2nd, appropriately Groundhog Day, only 19% of the U.S. is covered by snow, and that compares to 60% last year. Of course, it's been cold enough in areas to make snow, and as we speak today, there's a storm ginning up for Colorado, so Aspen and those areas is going to get a good coating of snow.
Is the weather situation in this country similar to what skiers are experiencing in Europe and elsewhere?
No, they've had a lot of snow in Europe. It is now really, really cold, in record snows. Of course, in Alaska, they've had incredible amounts of snow and incredible cold. But the way that the patterns have set up, the U.S. and the lower 48 has ended up being really warm and really, really dry. Interestingly, in Lake Tahoe, they had no snow in December. And that's the first time that's happened since like the late 1800s. Mm. So it's been just a very unusual year. And I think what's really unusual is the fact that it compares to last year where we just had a boatload of snow.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Resorts in Colorado and Utah and elsewhere in the West have been particularly hard hit. Maybe actually I should say not hit at all by mm-hmm. snow. Does last year's ski season, which was so long and so snowy, make up for that in any way?
I don't think so. I think what happens is when you have a really good, strong snow season, that it helps in terms of preseason sales of season tickets. But it just becomes very, very difficult to make up for a full year when you've got such a late start to the year. Although I will say the groundhog did see his shadow today, so we expect 6 more weeks of winter, although it's clear that the groundhog doesn't look at computer models because...
I'm laughing. You're a scientist. Come on. Paul Walsh is Vice President of Weather Analytics at the Weather Channel. And he joined me from the Weather Channel studios in Atlanta. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Bill.
You're listening to Only a Game.